Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us, Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. And boy, does he have news today. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Where should we start? Let's start with Governor Cuomo and the news that broke on Friday in your paper and the investigation into the Buffalo Billions.
Yeah, this was stunning that we knew there was an investigation into his upstate economic development signature program, the Buffalo Billion. But now it looks like it's focusing on a former top aide and a very close family friend, Joe Prococo, as well as some other people close to the governor, including a lobbyist named Todd Howe, who used to work for the governor and used to work for Mario Cuomo. It's pretty stunning. This is as close as any of these investigations have gotten to Cuomo directly.
Obviously, we'll follow that. And this, of course, from U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara's investigation. We go from there to the issue of ethics and an exclusive today in the paper that you have that has to do with money doled out to campaign consultants. Explain.
Yeah, we did an analysis of the campaign system, and over the last 5 years, campaign consultants in New York, the top seven, have received a combined $115 million, quite a lot of money flowing through the campaign system. I'm sure it'll make the argument for some people for campaign finance reform. That does not even include the millions and millions of dollars these firms have received after people get elected, and then these firms lobby them or they become public relations firms for a lot of people with business before the state.
We also have an issue when it comes to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio involved in a scandal right now.
There's five separate investigations into the mayor's, a lot of it having to do with his fundraising operation. Risa Sugarman, who started one of them, the Board of Elections Enforcement Officer, has been accused by the mayor's people of really saying that she's political. And she denies it. She says that this year alone, her office has referred three other criminal cases for potential prosecution and 15 overall since her office opened in 2014.
Meantime, state lawmakers back in Albany tomorrow. Any ethics reform you can see?
Certainly that's going to be one of the remaining issues along with mayoral control for New York City, an extension of that law. But ethics reform, you've got the assembly speaker being sentenced tomorrow, scheduled. You've got the former Senate majority leader set to be sentenced on May 12th. You have investigations involving the mayor of the city of New York and the Cuomo administration up here in Albany. So it's going to be interesting to see whether that's enough to finally prod some significant ethics reform.
Talking with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can read more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks for all of that.
Anytime. Be well.